Hey yo, what's up everyone? Welcome to the TJTV podcast, only on Spotify and Anchor and Google. Actually, we're not on Anchor anymore. I was looking at that the other day and I saw that like Anchor is now like affiliated with a new like it's like a new website. It teamed up with Spotify because I guess like all the podcasts gets like distributed on Spotify, and like I feel that Anchor was a great platform to begin with, like, because I remember Anchor when it first started in, like, 2019, and because Chris Rabb from Jackass was on it, and he did his own podcast, so I was like, all right, cool, you know, this is on Anchor, let's just try it out. It's basically, they're giving you free money, and whenever you did a podcast, you would get money for it, for however many people listened. It was awesome. I mean, I think I maybe made like $60 in my whole career on Anchor before it just switched to like Spotify for podcasters. I mean, it's still the same platform and it still has the same layout, but hey, it is what it is. Anyways, welcome to the show. How is everyone doing today? It's been officially 2 weeks that I've been gone on vacation and a lot of stuff has happened. I mean, you know, every year whenever I take off, and it doesn't matter whether it's in the summer or just in mid like February or March or whatever, there's always some like crazy stuff that happens. Like, for example, like OJ Simpson died at the age of 76 the other day, and I mean 2 weeks ago, so on Thursday, and I'm just like thinking like, what the hell, man? Like, how come every time there's like a big like star that died, it's just like, oh, yeah, you're on vacation, and it's like, I want to come back, but then it's just like, oh, I'm only reporting O.J. Simpson's death. Like, it's just crazy, just with, like, some of the shit that, like, I have to, like, go through. It sucks. Anyways, yeah, so like I said, I've been gone for about 2 weeks, and I've been doing a lot of stuff. Like, for example, I've been trying to get Unexplainable Season 3 up, and I just got that one episode pretty much done. I'm trying to get episode 3 for the show, and it's being really annoying. Like, literally, this whole thing that I'm trying to do for Unexplainable, I'm trying to get the show kickstarted back up, and it's just getting annoying because I'm trying so hard to freaking get the show up. I got one episode up, and then my iPhone says, oh, you're out of storage, and the whole thing with the iPhone is just kind of fucking bogus. I mean, you should be allowed limited storage on your iPhone, and you shouldn't have to bow down to the stupid storage. And it's like, oh yeah, you could buy storage for like $5, but I'm just like, what the fuck? Do I really, like, are we really going down into that? Do we really have to save storage? It's fucking bogus, I think. Like, I'm just trying to get one episode up. That's all I want to do, is get this episode up so I can continue with what I'm doing. And it's like the same thing, like, I'm trying to get the show kickstarted because it's something I'm interested in. I want to do, like, unexplainable, like, videos. Like, for example, the Ouija board. That's something I want to do. It's just nuts. It really is. I mean, if worse comes to worse, I'll just post a 6-minute video and then maybe just do an editing process. I don't know. I'll figure it out. I'm sure I could post multiple videos on the YouTube app, I'm sure of it. I mean, it shouldn't be too hard, but I could be wrong. But yeah, so I'm trying to get Unexplainable Season 3 up. You know, I have like 3 episodes in the can already that I'm going to work on, and then after that, I'm going to start doing more newer videos. So that's something that I'm actually excited to work on, because I love doing unexplainable videos. I mean, when I first started the show in 2020, I'm like, you know what? This is actually going to be pretty good. Like, I actually think it's going to be a really good show. I mean, meanwhile, it flopped. But, you know, it is what it is, I guess. And I honestly think that, like, there is something out there. Like, there are ghosts and stuff. And I do believe in a higher power, and I have had shit happen to me. But at the same time, I just think, like, there's a God out there that hates my guts. Like, oh, you're not going to get this up. But yeah, that's a different story for a different day. Anyways, I am doing Lyft right now, personally. I'm outside of just hanging out, sitting in my car. I'm not in studio today. I'll be back in studio tomorrow. And I actually have an interview as well, so that should be fun. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's what I'm just trying to do. Just get Unexplainable up and, you know, get everything up and running and then maybe work on season 4. I don't know. I was on the Necrophonic app because there's this thing called Necrophonic. And it's basically like a spirit box app. And I don't know how well it works. I just want it to work so bad because I'm still kind of like skeptical, even with the whole Ouija board thing going on. I mean, I have a new idea for a video that I'm going to post on TikTok later, but who knows? I mean, it's just one of those things where I'm just, I don't know, I'm still like a little skeptical, I guess. But yeah, it's weird. Now, here's something I don't understand. Why would you post a number on Nextdoor? Like, why would you post a number? Oh, I got a phone call from this guy. Like, what? Why? Why are you doing that? You just exposed some dude's number. I hate people who do that shit. I really do. You know what I mean? I don't understand. I really, truly don't. But, hey. Oh, well. You know, it was actually a weird thing that happened. So, I had a dream last night that, I was at work and I was running the board for MGK. I was like being a producer, and one of the old program directors that retired, he came out of nowhere. He was like, TJ, you let the F-bomb slip through. And I'm like, wait a minute, what? He was like, yep, he let the F-bomb slip through on the radio. And I'm thinking, like, no, I didn't. Like, it was a weird thing. Like, the way my dream was set up, I had a dream that, like, my boss was taking me and, like, a few other people to, like, Dorney Park. It was weird. And then I ended up back at the station where I'm with the morning show at MGK. And basically, I walk in and one of the producers is running the board. And then I come back and they're like, so, yeah, we let the F-bomb go through, guys. And both, the host and the producer, the co-host, I guess, looked at me like it was my fault that I let fuck slip through on the radio. And, you know, it's weird, too. Like, the thing about, like, radio, I dream so many... I have so many, like, bad dreams about radio. Meaning, like, I have so many things that could happen. Like, what could go wrong while working in radio? And I've had a few things go wrong. I've had dead air on the air before. I have messed up one of the afternoon shows by accident, and it's just scary. Like, I have these dreams, and then, like, I always, like, think, like, this is going to be my reality. Like, I always have this weird dream about it, but at the same time, I know what I'm doing, and I know how to run certain things, and I know what to do if something does go AWOL. So at the same time, I know what to do. So... But it's just these dreams I have. It's just scary dreams I have. Nightmares, perhaps. Like, you ever have a dream about a job that you used to work at or that you work at? It's one of those things where I'm just like, oh, please don't let this happen. Please don't. But, so the one thing that was cool that happened, one of the guys that I work with when the eclipse was happening 2 weeks ago, he did a live broadcast from the roof of the building, and I was like, wow, that is awesome. Like, he's just watching the eclipse live on the scene as they're playing Dark Side of the Moon. And I have to say, that was a really great, show. I enjoyed listening to the first couple hours because it was just awesome. You know, you never would expect something like that to happen. But I should have done something like that. I know everybody was freaking out about it, too. They're like, oh my God, you know, the world's going to end. Blah, 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 blah. I don't think the world was supposed to end. I don't think it was going to end either. I really don't. I mean, it wasn't that bad. the eclipse was pretty cool. I liked watching it, you know. I was actually doing lift at the same time, too, and I'm thinking, oh, this is going to suck. But you know what? It wasn't that bad. So, oh well, it was a different story for a different day. So, yeah, Tori and I have been watching a new show. We started watching Moon Knight the other day, and I am not a big fan of that. I'm really not. So, like, the last couple weeks, I've just been... So, the reason why I took 2 weeks off of the podcast is just because, you know, I wanted to work on some stuff, like Unexplainable, for example. I had some other stuff that I wanted to work on as well. And basically, I'm just, like... I was talking to Tori, and I was watching Walker, the new Walker Texas Ranger show. And as I was watching the show, I told her, and she's like, oh, well, I wanted to watch that. And I don't understand why people had to, like, yell outside. In any event, yeah, so I was watching the new Walker Texas Ranger show, and she got mad and was like, well, I want to watch that show. So, basically, what we're trying to do is watch shows that we have it that we have to catch up on. So, Moon Knight's one of them. And then I think Echo is the next show that we have to watch, as well as The Walking Dead spinoffs and The Morning Show Season 3. And Young Sheldon. We want to watch all those shows. And this weekend, we're probably going to have a good weekend to do it because we're not doing anything and I'm not going out to do lift either, so... That should be a fun thing happening. But, yeah, no. I mean, the last 2 weeks, what I've been doing is just working on stuff for Unexplainable. And then, obviously, doing the shows and stuff. She made empanadas tonight, which was pretty awesome. So, I mean, we had a good time. I think we all had a good 2 weeks off. And also, it was just me working on the show and giving new ideas, like getting interviews ready, because I have a lot more things I want to do. I mean, like, the future of what I want to do with this podcast. Every year, I always think of how to up the ante. And I'm thinking, like, okay, instead of, like, you know how, like, all my anniversary shows, it's just people playing music and I interview them? So instead of doing that for the 9-year show, why don't I just do this? Why don't I just do the kickoff the summer? Like, for example, I'll go to a bar and then do a broadcast from there. Do a pre-recorded show, just be me and Tori talking about, you know, our summer favorites, and we'll drink a couple beers, and that's what will happen. So I'm thinking that's probably the best route to go, just doing a live broadcast instead of having music played on the show. I mean, yeah, that'd be cool, and I love musical appearances. Don't get me wrong, I do. But at the same time, I'm just like, we have to do something different. I want to up the ante with the show. I want to make the show a little bit better. I have things I want to do. I have ideas I want to run by, and it's just something I gotta do. We just have to do it. It's just one of those things I want to do, so... That's my story. And maybe do some other, like, broadcasts, too. Like, say, like, if I take off in the summertime and then we go to the beach, I want to do a broadcast from the beach. I want to do something, like, at the beach or at my summer house or at, like, a bar in Riverside. So there's some stuff I want to do for the show. And I know in the summer I do take off for a couple months, but I will be back eventually to do some other stuff. So... Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm going to be planning on doing. It's something I want to do, and it's something I'm going to stick with. And also, I have, like, interviews and stuff that I want to work on, too. I have about, you know, 2 already that I'm working on. We have an interview with a singer tomorrow. I'm not going to spoil it. And then Joe Moss is coming on a show in a couple, I think about a week from now, so... It's just going to be fun doing all these shows and stuff. I mean, a lot of fun things I have for the podcast that I'm just enjoying. And the other thing, too, also with the taxes, I got to pay those. And I just have a lot of things I got to do between now and June. I just want to get it all done. And as well as a new car as well. So it's just like, there's so many fucking things I got to do. There's... the car, the taxes, interviews. I mean, it's a lot of steps. And I hope that whoever listens, and obviously the people who have listened, they stick with it, because there's a lot of things we got to stick together with. And hope you guys just love what I do. I really enjoy talking. I do. It's much better than Lyft. I'll tell you one thing. This has to be one of the scariest Lyft rides that has ever happened in my entire life. And I've had some scary ones. Now, believe me, in my 2 years of doing Lyft, I have had weird people in my car. Meaning, I had somebody who just got out of jail for involuntary manslaughter. I had a guy who just got out of the psych ward. I had a woman who wanted to hook up and wouldn't take no for an answer. Even after I told this chick, hey, I'm married, you know, this isn't appropriate, you're drunk, I don't want to take advantage of you, yada, yada, yada. This Lyft ride that happened on Friday night was one of the scariest Lyft rides in the history of Lyft rides. And I don't get scared easily of people, but this one tops it. So on Friday night, I was doing Lyft. It was just me in the car, and I drove this girl in Glen Mills. So I drop her off and I get another ride right around the corner. I'm like, all right, cool. That's great. So I drive to this location. And when I drive to this location, I end up at a park. And I mean, like, an actual park where people go and hike and stuff. So as I'm sitting there, I press arrive. And I'm looking at the map on my car. I see a silhouette, or like I see an icon of a person who's further up the trail. So I'm like thinking to myself, all right, this is weird. So I call her, and when I get on the phone with this person, all I hear is gibberish. And then to top it off, I hear a whisper, I see you, on the phone. And I just drop my phone. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I'm done. I'm out. I canceled the ride. I drive off, and I'm thinking to myself, like, why are you in the park? And this is a scary movie right here. Like, I actually made a monologue movie for this like Lyft ride. Like, if I drove in the park, and let's say I have my headlights on, who's to say somebody isn't around the corner trying to stab my tires so I can't get out? Or someone could murder me. That's how scary this whole Lyft ride was. Like, I'd never been scared doing Lyft in my entire life, and this one topped it. It literally topped it off, and I'm like thinking to myself, like, Jesus Christ, we're done. Like, this is it. I'm going to die. And after that Lyft ride, it just made me, like, wonder, like, why? Why are you in the park at night? Why are you saying that you see me? What is your main objective? I really would love to know. Really would. Just kind of trying to throw it out there, everyone. What are we trying to accomplish with this? And then to top it off, on Saturday, Lyft, like, deactivated my account. Apparently, I said something that I shouldn't have said. I don't even know what I said. It's probably because I was listening to Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan. You know, a lot of people thrash those two. But at the same time, like, I bet you, if you talk to them in real life, they're not bad people. They're probably, like, really down-to-earth people. Kind of like the whole thing with, like, Trump, like, how everyone thinks, like, Trump's horrible. Like, Trump is probably the most down-to-earth person, probably the most nicest guy anybody's ever met. And a lot of people will just thrash him for that, which I get it, you know. A lot of people have their opinion about Trump, and so do I. But, I mean, do I think he's a bad person? Not necessarily. I just think he doesn't have a filter. But that doesn't mean that, like, I like him. Personally, I don't even think we should get Trump back in office. I'd rather have somebody else, personally. But, you know, I don't even want Biden in office. Biden, like, he's losing his marbles. It's weird, too. Like, a lot of people think he's a reptile, because some days he's, like, up and at him, and the other days he's just not all there. It's great. This whole country is just in, like, a weird, like, It's in a weird state. Everything is really weird about the country right now. I don't know why, but oh well. It is what it is. I'll tell you that. But hey, it's a nice day out. Here's what I'm going to do. Let's take a break. And I'll talk about O.J. Simpson, because that's something that's happened. And I know a lot of people want to talk about that, too. Also want to talk about the business that I'm working on as well. And, yeah, I mean, I pretty much covered almost everything. I mean, I already had plans for the 9-year show, and, which was basically just going to a bar to kick off the summer. I don't know. What should I do, a kick off the summer instead of just having music played for the 9-year show? Let me know. I would really love to know. Because I think doing it at a bar would be awesome. I really do. I think doing the whole show at the bar would be, like, a cool idea. You know? Who knows? I don't know. We'll see. All right, yeah, I'm going to take a piss. Then we'll go from there. All right, I'll be back.
Just looks retarded, like crazy.
Whether from a severe storm or rage, even a small leak can have devastating effects on you. I'm going to shoot you, TJ, on your building and its occupants. With so much at stake, be proactive.
CJ, who's our sound tech. CJ, are you ready on your end?
Ow! 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 Ow!
Yes, I'm finished.
Are you a small business owner? Do you want your business to be promoted on all social media platforms? Well, feel free to email me, tjg0114@yahoo.com, and I will promote your small business on Spotify, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, for just a small price. So email me, tjg0114@yahoo.com, and I will promote your small business.
I mean, it's just listening to you guys makes me depressed.
We're back. We're back, baby. I'm back. Nice hot day. Perfect for nothing but, you know, hot soda. And no air. No oil. And all that jazz. You know, so doing Lyft, I've also have pretty much just made a point to just say, I'm going to miss the college kids. Just because, like, every time I do Lyft, all the college kids are, you know, my rides. I get good rides out of them. I get good money. I like to sucker them in to give me tips. I'm going to miss them all. I really am. I'm really going to miss these kids. It's a weird thing, I know. But I'm just going to miss them all. Is that a crime? I think it's a crime. I'll tell you one thing, though. I wonder, is my card still active on Lyft? Because I changed it earlier, and then when I changed it, like, it got, like, a bug up its ass, the whole thing. Let's see. I don't know. So, like, I pretty much just, like, made a different card on Lyft altogether just to pay back Tori on certain things. So the money that I made with Lyft, I gave it to her, and it's all well and good, but, like, I switched it earlier, and I had to redo my whole, like, application on Lyft. It was weird. But, yeah, no, I'm going to miss those kids doing Lyft. I really am. I'm going to miss all the college kids. I'm going to miss the scene and the atmosphere. It's just something that I'm not really, you know, happy about. I hate that summer's coming because there's going to be no, like, there's going to be nothing around. It's going to be boring, but oh well. I mean, at least there are some rides, but my plan, though, is not to do Lyft as much. Like, Oh, only the two lifts. Excuse me. I'm only going to do lifts once in a blue moon in the summertime, unless I really need to. And that's my goal for the summer, not to do lift as much. So that's exactly what I'm planning on doing. And you know what? I think that's a good goal just to work on. I'll be done dealing with certain things, and yeah, it's just going to be something I'm very interested in. So I'm happy that that's going to happen. But, oh well. And also, the weirdest thing was, I have a quick story real quick. I was doing lift the other day, like last week, and there was this woman, and she's one of the regulars that I drive. I drove her to Wawa, and as I drive into Wawa, I notice there's somebody next to me. And who is it? It's Steve Marigliano, one of the guys that used to be a good friend of mine. He stopped becoming friends with me because he doesn't like hearing about my success stories. And, I'm not a good friend according to him and yada, yada, yada. So anyways, I see Steve next to me. And I'm just sitting there. He looks over at me and he gives me a smug look. Like, ugh. Why is this fucking guy in my presence? And I'm thinking to myself, why do you get so mad that I pulled up next to you? I didn't say hi to you. I just pulled up next to you. That was it. And you got, like, offended. I'm offended. I don't understand that. Like, the thing with that, here's the whole friendship breakdown of this. When I got in a relationship with Tori told me something like, hey, I saw Steve almost trip and fall into the thing. So I called him out on it. I was like, hey, I was told that you almost fell. I didn't do it. I was like, no, I'm not saying you did. I'm just asking, like, if you did. And if you did, it doesn't matter. And, like, he would argue with me. I didn't fall into the thing. And Tori saw it and another guy saw it. So I know she wasn't lying because I talked to the witness. So a couple people witnessed it and I asked him. And he got, like, mad. So I'm like, okay, whatever. And then the thing he kept asking me is, whenever we would drink, he would be like, hey, I heard you and so-and-so hooked up in high school, and that makes you gay. So are you gay? Like, he kept asking me if I was gay 5 or 6 times in the whole conversation of this. And I'm just like, dude, like, why do you always do this, man, when I'm drinking? Like, why do you always, like, ask to see if I'm... if I floozied around with another guy? Like, you keep asking, expecting me to say, oh yeah, we hooked up, when that wasn't the case. Like, he tries to see if I'm gay. He tries to say, women like him better because he's more attractive than me. It's just a fucked up situation with him. That's why I don't like hanging out with him all the time. It's really a weird thing. I just am not a fan of it. And he gets so mad about it. And look, I get it. I really do. Like, if you're upset because, I talk shit. But that's what guys do. Guys talk shit. Guys don't just say, oh my God, you're so awesome. You're so awesome that we have to be best friends forever. Like, that's what he acts like. He acts like we're women in a relationship. And he acts like an old girlfriend. And then when he sees me out in the open, he gets, like, a bug up his ass. Like, oh, why is this guy fucking near me? And then he gives me a smug look. And, like, it just gets annoying. I mean, I get it. Like, you're mad. But come on, dude. Grow up. Grow the fuck up. Because you're not, like, you act like you're in high school. You really do. You act like you're in high school and you act like, life's hard and this, that, and the third. It's really not. Just stop. Because it's really not that deep. It really isn't. I hate people like that. I really do. I hate people who just, like, have a bug up their ass about you. And then you see them 3 years later. And pretty much it's just like, oh, you're an asshole. But anyways, yeah. Oh, well. I just don't get it. I really, truly don't. I mean, I guess a lot of people just assume, like, I could be mad at somebody forever and not let shit go. I mean, I understand, but just give it up. It's not that deep. It's like an old ex-girlfriend. Like, I had a girl, an old girlfriend who would do the same thing. So actually, I was just looking at her profile not too long ago because she popped up. And every time I would see her in the supermarket, she would get offended that I was in the supermarket. Me and my, fiance at the time, Tori. Wife now, but I mean, like, if you're mad at somebody for, 5 to 6 years, I mean, this is going on 10 years that I haven't been with the same chick, but if you're mad at somebody for that long, you obviously have a mental problem. You do. I'm not afraid to say it. You shouldn't get mad at somebody for so long and then have a stick up your ass for 10 years. And just get over it. Don't look like pissed. Don't look pissed. And grow the fuck up and just take it as it is. That's all you gotta do. Am I wrong? I don't think I'm wrong. I don't know. And here's the other thing that I have too. When I was doing Lyft on Saturday, I drove this girl. She was cute. And she was like, can you hurry it up? I'm like, okay, why is that? I gotta be somewhere or they'll get mad at me. I'm like thinking, who's they? The president of the fraternity. And I thought about it more and more. Fraternities and sororities are cults. They literally are fucking cults. You go, so in order to become part of the sorority or fraternity, you have to do the most outrageous challenges just so you can be accepted. Like streaking through the campus, going buck naked, running around with your fucking dick out or your boobs out, and you're streaking through the campus just so you can belong. And I don't get it. Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to streak throughout the whole neighborhood and, you know, just to be accepted? Let me know. I would really like to see what other people's inputs are during the whole thing, but oh well. I don't know, but that's my whole stance. A lot of fraternities and sororities are cults. People who just follow into the footsteps just to become one of them so they can be accepted in college because they can't afford to make friends themselves. I mean, that's just how I look at it. I mean, I believe most people are, they're like cult followers, pretty much. But, like I said, it's just, I would never do it. I would never do it just because I'm not a fan. But it doesn't mean like I hate people that are in fraternities. It just means that like I know people, but I just think they followed a cult. And that's just how it is. I mean, no big deal. Honestly. So, that's my stance. Anyways, so O.J. Simpson died at the age of 76. And the thing with that is, I really wonder, did he know that he had cancer? Because I don't think he knew. I think that, like, from what I was told, he died from cancer because his family was surrounding his body. And he died from cancer or whatever. I don't know the whole, I really can't remember the whole story. But in any event, like, did he know that he had cancer? I would love to know if he knew. Because I don't think he did. I could be wrong, though. I was actually thinking of this, too. Like, the most fucked up thing. Like, Nicole and Ron. Oh, that motherfucker killed us. Well, we're going to possess him to get cancer. Fuck OJ. We like Apple better. Like, just imagine. Like, maybe that's where the unexplainable thing comes from. Like, because I don't think anybody knew OJ had cancer. I don't know. And even if he did kill Ron and Nicole, no one's going to know. No one's honestly going to know, like, if they got killed by OJ. I mean, there's a theory floating around that OJ's son did it, but I don't know. I could only imagine what happened that night. Because I can't imagine what didn't happen. I mean, it's crazy just to think, too, like, that a man killed his ex-wife and I guess her boyfriend. I don't even know. He wasn't really a boyfriend. He was just, like, a friend. But why would he do that? Like, why would he wind up, like, killing somebody randomly? What's his motive for that? Does anybody know? Or do I not know? Oh, well. That's what I mean. But anyways, yeah, he died at the age of 76. And rest in peace. So, Russia is on the brink of a nuclear war. Russian Foreign Ministry Sergei Lavrov warned that NATO's obsession with inflicting strategic defeat on them in Ukraine risks leading to a direct confrontation between them. The West is balancing a brink of direct military clash between nuclear powers, which is fraught with a catastrophic consequences. A particular concern is the fact that the Troika of Western nuclear states are among the key sponsors of the criminal Kyiv regime, the main initiators of the various proactive steps. We see serious strategic risk in leading increase of level of nuclear danger. Ugh. We're always in nuclear war. I don't know. I mean, the whole nuclear war thing, it's creepy. It really is. I mean, we're in scary times. We really are. Oh, by the way, during Donald Trump's hearing, he farted in court. And people were just, like, surprised, Donald Trump farted in court. Like, really? Is that really what we're worried about, Donald Trump farting in court? That's almost as bad as Ike Reese farting on the air. So stupid. We're talking about people's flatulence. So fucking stupid. Flatulence! Oh, well. Anyways, if you have been following the show as well, I also talked about doing a new business I'm working on. I'm going to talk more about that probably after the summer because I am working on it. And I talked to John last night, John Johnson, a.k.a. John the Ninja. We talked about it last night of what I wanted to do and how I'm going to work things and all that shit. So that's actually going to be working out very soon, the new business I'm working on. And yeah, he liked the idea. Got to talk to a few other people as well. You know, get the jocks on. Make it like a big thing. But that's going to be something over the summer. So, stay tuned for that, everybody. And, yeah. I think that's really it. I don't know. But, yeah, we have an interview, this week, tomorrow, so that should be fun, and this is actually going to be a warm week. Things are heating up. That means we're right around the corner, everyone. Right around it. Oh, well. Tired. Ready to go to bed. Axe welding man shot inside Walmart. That's great. I don't know. This is just nuts. The whole world is nuts. People with axe throwing, shooting, like, oh well, it is what it is. That's what my dad always says. It is what it is. That'd be fun. Have my dad on the podcast, just talk about shit. Oh well. All right, well, that's going to end it for my show. Hope you guys enjoyed it. If you did, smash a like on Spotify and Google Podcasts, TJTV6 on TikTok, producer TJ995, and also TJTV on Facebook, where I post clips. So this will be a clip eventually. All right. So yeah, that's really all I'm going to be talking about today. Hope you guys enjoy it. Love y'all to death. See you guys tomorrow. And bye.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and
worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats.